This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, consider our own faults first. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on Arab English Radio. And obviously, topic is very important, that we should always sort of introspect, we should always look at ourselves first before we sort of find fault with others. And obviously the scholars tell us that, you know, basically if we're so busy with just sort of looking at, you know, things that we need to work on in ourselves, we don't even think about what other people are doing, because our focus is just on improving ourselves. And obviously, this is the way we're meant to behave anyway as Muslims, but yeah, obviously you can imagine it makes our life a bit easier, because if we're forever looking towards other people and sort of thinking about their flaws, you know, it makes us a bit miserable, I would suspect, you know, because we're focusing on other people and things they do wrong. And, you know, and if we don't have that, we might actually be taking more note of nice things and good things that other people are doing if we're really focused on ourselves. So there's a lovely little story from the life of the famous martyr from the Holy Offense, Ibrahim Hadi. So, for example, he didn't like it in his home life. So basically, he did not like it when his siblings, for example, were talking about other people. So he didn't like it full stop when people were talking about someone, or when, for example, if someone was made fun of because of their way of talking or because of the way they behaved. And he would always say, don't mention someone else's faults. And he would then also add that we ourselves have 1,000 faults. And obviously this is sort of repeating what I was just saying at the beginning, that we need to be sort of really concerned with what's going on inside us. And obviously this is something that, you know, we're advised on a daily basis. Like, when we sit on a prayer mat, and maybe some people prefer to do this, you know, when they're praying in the evening during Maghrib or Isha prayer, that we really take stock of the day, for example. Welcome back to A to Z here on Arab English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about this idea that we need to look at our own faults first. And I've mentioned the sort of attitude that the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi had, when he would stop his siblings if they were starting to talk about other people. And obviously his saying is that, you know, we ourselves have 1,000 faults. And, you know, this is, and I was mentioning that, you know, really when we, once a day, we should actually just stock take on our day. How have we behaved? Yeah. Have we, for example, controlled our tongue? Have we been polite towards other people? Have we actually done a sort of good deed for someone, whether it's just like listening to a friend who maybe just wants to talk about a problem, or maybe a friend just wants to borrow some money from us, or maybe there's someone on the street, an elderly person who needs some help, anything. So we need to maybe sort of finish every day really taking stock on, okay, what's the things we did that maybe weren't good, and we need to sort of keep working on that, improving those. And what are the things that, you know, where we actually maybe did do this sort of, you know, we managed to just say the good words, or we were polite and we were helpful and we were generous and we were patient and so on, obviously. And obviously there's a huge chapter in Akhlaq, obviously, about talking about other people and making fun of them and mocking them. So, you know, the backbiting, and, you know, it's a huge sin that really causes great harm to ourselves, who are the backbiters, and it causes harm to the people who are listening to our backbiting. Obviously, it hurts the people who are experiencing that we mock, but they, you know, on Judgment Day, it said that they might get all our good deeds if we've been doing that, and we take all their bad deeds. So So this has obviously just been a sort of general reminder on sort of two different aspects on of our akhlaq, and I pray that you've just it's been useful as a reminder, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on RB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.